It's here. It's time. It's here. It's time. It's the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Hello, welcome to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Listen, I am not your ordinary pastor, not your ordinary preacher. This is not your ordinary radio show right here on the Uncommon Gospel Music Radio Network, not your ordinary praise. Listen, y'all have been so wonderful in your love and your responsiveness to our show. We're only a few weeks in and thousands of people listening to the show. It's absolutely amazing, and I'm so glad that y'all are enjoying the show. Listen, I believe in keeping it real so that we can be healed. You're never going to be able to heal from something unless you keep it real. And we've been talking about some real stuff about your finances, breaking generational curses, love, sex, and relationships. And it has been incredible, guys. Listen, if you're not connected with me on social media, I want you to do that. Get connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Bishop Foreman. Just like George, I just don't have no cheering. B-I-S-H-O-P-F-O-R-E-M-A-N or Snapchat. Y'all know I'm not on Snapchat that often. D-R-K-E-V-I-N Foreman. Dr. Kevin Foreman. Listen, guys, today's show is going to be absolutely incredible. I believe in empowering people financially, and I believe in empowering people as it relates to their lives. How you going to say that your God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords and you begging? I've never seen a king beg. And today we're going to a whole nother level to help you in your story as it relates to your finances. Now, before you tune me out talking about here goes another preacher talking about money, hear me and hear me clearly. I'm not trying to get something from you. I'm trying to get something to you. So this is going to be very beneficial, and this is going to be very good for you. I've got two incredible guests with us on set today that are here at the show. Two incredible people. You've got to hear their stories. Let me tell you, their stories are amazing. Their stories are transformative, and you need to know that God's glory is revealed through your story. The truth of the matter is that all the hell you've been through, the drama, the mess, the issues that you've been through, God is using that to get glory out of your story. You had to go through that mess. You had to go through that drama. You had to go through that foreclosure, that bankruptcy, that crazy relationship, the baby mama drama, all of that. You had to get all of that and go through all of that for your story. I want to introduce you to my guests, and right after that, we're going to come back and get into their stories. But I need you to do me a favor. I need you to share this show with somebody. Listen, we're here on the Uncommon Gospel Music Radio Network, and we're so blessed to be on, and we want to give a special shout out to the owner. We appreciate her and love her so much. She believes in what we're doing over here. Every week, she sends us emails in all caps talking about Bishop. OMG, this show was fire. And so we love her so much and appreciate her. I've got two guests with us today that are going to be sharing their story. And really, here's what I've learned, that the truth of the matter is that there's really no glory without some gutter first. What's good if you didn't have some bad? What's a mountaintop if you didn't have a valley? So we're going to talk to them about their stories, about their journeys, about their financial transformation. And most importantly, here's what you want to know. What's in it for me? Everybody listening wants to know what's in it for me. That's the way we're built. That's the way we're programmed. And so we're going to talk about that. But I've got with me, she's the Transformer, DA Transformer, yes. From the 901. Y'all know I was born in Denver, but raised in Memphis, so I claim the South because we season our food in the South. In Denver, nobody seasoned the food here. And and so that's why I claim the South. I claim the South. That's why I claim the South. But Erica Sanford, she's here, and I just want y'all to welcome her. Erica, welcome to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show.
Wow, Bishop. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. And just giving it back to you for your leadership and what you're doing with so many people. And it's just so amazing. And like I said, my story is, of course, I had some gutter.
Right.
You know, we all had to come from some gutter.
We're going to talk about it.
So I'm just happy to be here and be able to, you know, be able to share my story in hopes that it will impact someone in their life to be able to make some type of transformation.
Awesome. Awesome. And we're going to talk about that gutter because that's what y'all want to know. Because everybody listening now, they're like, that's nice. She's doing good today. But tell me where she come from.
Right.
And we're going to do that because that's really where God's glory is revealed. And we've got with us on set today, Alfred Nixon, by way of Miami, now L.A. I got to ask you, which one do you like better?
Man, that's a tough question, Bishop. I mean, I grew up in Miami. That's my hometown. I don't know who listening if they Miami. I got to say Miami. But L.A. has been a phenomenal experience being able to meet some quality people.
Excellent, excellent. And we're going to hear your story, too. An amazing story in a short amount of time. And what I love about it is that God is doing it in an accelerated way. And that's because you decided not to sit up and talk to talk, but to walk the walk. And that's our goal today with our show, is to inspire people to take the next step and to walk the walk. Listen, you're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Do not go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this.
This is Warren Campbell. And you're tuned in to Uncommon Gospel, not your ordinary praise. Keep it locked.
Well. AJB, baby, duh, my block.
Every time, every time. got Jesus on my, I got that, 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 V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, I got no reason to fear, I got Jesus on my, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that, I got that.
To the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Listen, we have got with us Alfred Nixon, Erica Sanford, the Transformer.
Yes.
Can you do the sound? That'll work. Listen, guys, we're talking about money. Money, 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 money.
Makes the world go round.
Makes the world go round. Bible says money answers all things. Now, you got to think about this. Why would people not want Christians having money? Because if Christians don't have money, we can't be the answer to anything. You can't speak truth to people you're borrowing from.
Right.
That's why I made a commitment years ago to owe no man anything except to love him. And the organizations and businesses that I lead, both our church and everything in LA, we made commitments not to owe anybody anything except to love them. And today we're talking about money. We're talking about finances. We're talking about credit.
Ooh.
I'm talking about that credit report. If you've deep south, it wasn't credit, it was credit.
Credit.
Y'all remember credit with the C. It's
right.
Like, where you get that from? Exactly. So we've got Alfred Nixon, Erica Sanford, two amazing individuals. And I got to tell the story of how I met you. Erica, I saw you on social media and you were killing it. You were showing, posting pictures and look at this and look at what I'm doing and this and that. And I said, well, what does she do? And we'd reached out to you. And what impressed me, you reached back out to us and you were involved with the business that I had looked at for some time. You were involved with the business and you shared your story. And I told you on that first phone conversation, when you shared your story, I said, well, this is amazing. I said, I've got to hear more. So the Transformer, tell people your gutter so they'll understand God's glory.
Well, I'll tell you, Bishop, that my mentor always tells me that money cannot buy happiness, but it's a great down payment.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, I've always wanted to be happy in my life. And I got to a point where I was a business owner for over 20 years of my life, 11 years doing really, really well in that business of salon industry, actually. I got my first salon when I was 23 years old. I didn't have any money back then, depended on my parents for everything. And, you know, they kind of scooped me up out the gutter to help me get everything. But once I got in my salons, I didn't realize that I was going to need my credit as much as I did.
Wow.
Because a lot of stuff in my salon started to break down. And I don't know if we have any other business owners that are listening, but as business owners, we experience a lot of hardships in business. And so my credit was one of them. And then my income started to fall due to social media, people getting their hair done at home and mm-hmm. kitchen. And, you know,
that
so it started
salon.
To, right. Mm-hmm. So it started to cut into my income greatly. So I was looking for something, but I didn't know what I was looking for. I started praying God for a change, but I didn't know what it was going to be. So I was presented with the opportunity by my sister to simply just restore my credit with the company she had found. I was very skeptical in the beginning because of what it sounded like. And I just took a chance, you know, by chance. I said, well, it's my family member. I trust her. I'll do it. I got started, and 30 days into the process, my credit score went from a 497 to a 653.
Wait. Over a 150-point jump.
Absolutely.
That's amazing.
I know. I was astounded. I was like, is this really my credit? I'm like, is somebody trying to scam me? Is credit karma right? This is right. I'm like, I'm going to be embarrassed if I go to the dealership with this. But 90 days of waiting, I said, well, you know what? I'm going to keep waiting, and I'm going to see, you know, what the product actually does. And so 90-day time span, now I went from a 497 to a 720.
Wow.
And so I was always told when you
got
a 720.
You get what you want when you got a 720.
Oh, my God. Like, you can go by the world, right?
Right.
So at that point, I was still skeptical. I was like, is this my credit again? I called my sister. I said, are they going to take this score back? Like, what's going on? And so she was like, I think you ought to be a consultant. I think you ought to join the team. I was like, I don't want to join the team. She was like, well, you're already talking to people every day, so you should do it. And I kind of felt like I owed it to people that if I was blessed to be able to be put in a spot to where I could get better credit, why not help some other people do the same thing?
Right, right.
So when I got started, immediately I signed up 5 people my first 24 hours because of the need. I did not know that it was a big need, and there was a lot of people in my same situation and worse. So after getting my first 5 people, they started seeing some results. And so then I started going hard, you know, with the business. I'm like, I got to share this with everybody because this information is phenomenal. So once I started to do that, kind of fast forward in the business, my first solid year in the business, I was able to become a 6-figure earner. And I was a 6-figure earner in a salon, but I had never done it that fast with minimum effort.
Right.
And so it kind of had me looking at the opportunity like, if I really go harder and go in beast mode, as they call me, I could really change my life. Yes.
Right.
And so I was like, the salon, I started kind of rethinking doing sew-ins, or did I want to just help people in a different way? And so fast forward a little bit after that, maybe 16 months in the business, with the help of my mentor, Mr. Alfred Nixon, I was able to leave from behind my chair permanently in retirement at 33 years of age.
Wait a minute! retired.
Yes.
At 33.
From one industry. That doesn't mean that
industry.
I'm finished.
Oh, no, you're not done.
I'm moving on.
From that industry.
Yes.
That's amazing. Listen, if you just joined in, you're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show. We're talking today about money, credit, and really how God's going to use your gutter to get you to glory. And it's amazing because you retired from that industry. And talk about that, because that's a grueling industry. You're standing all day,
yes.
all of that.
I actually ended up getting some injuries while I was working in salon. My back started hurting me. I was overweight. That was another problem. And because I spent so much time in the salon, I couldn't even find the time to manage my weight, to get to the gym and do things that were important for my health because I was always servicing other people. So ended up getting two knee injuries. And also, carpal tunnel kind of started to set in. And so being in the industry where you need to use your hands, of course, 100% of the time, that started to kind of have me like, I don't know what I'm going to do, because if I don't have my hands, I can't work. I can't generate income.
Right.
And so this industry was really a blessing to a person like me that already had people, you know, that I was influencing and, you know, talking to on a daily basis anyway. And, you know, being in the salon atmosphere is much harder than just even being in corporate America.
Right.
Because when you're in the service industry, you really have to love people from the heart and do things the right way. And so, you know, I was feeling taken for granted by a lot of people in my industry, because even when I injured my knees, a lot of people still expected me to come stand up on knees, being overweight, to try to do hair. It was like nobody cared about me. And so I finally found an industry where I could make some people some first-time home buyers or help some people get in their first car without having a cosigner or a down payment. And now I really feel appreciated.
That's amazing.
Finally.
And this is so amazing. Listen, guys, we're getting ready to listen to some more incredible music that's going to inspire you. And when we come back, we're going to talk with my next guest, who's going to share his story, another amazing story. But what I think is so important, if you're listening to this today, is that wherever you're at, here's poverty. Poverty is not a lack of resources. Poverty is a mentality. It's a mentality that says, this is the ceiling. This is as good as it gets for me, which means you can have $1 million and still be in poverty because you think that's as good as it's going to get. We're going to talk more about this right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio. So don't you go nowhere. I'm going to need you to keep listening to me. It's about to get, as they say in the Deep South, gooder and gooder. We'll be right back.
Some days it seems like it'd be easier to just let go. Yeah.
Your skies may look dim and gray, but know your breakthrough's not far away.
That's what we want you to do.
So hold on.
Yes.
Almost at the breaking point in my life.
Yeah.
I know.
about over.
It's just about over.
But here's the good news. Listen.
All of your dreams.
Your dreams.
All of your desires.
Yes, they are. Yes,
are
they
are. Coming to pass.
Whoa, whoa.
So I tell you, don't lose your faith.
Don't lose
Hold
your faith.
On to His word.
Don't give up.
We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. Can you lift your voice and say, we lift you high. Tell them, God, we've come to lift you up.
Power.
You're the God,
God of miracles. Walk around your house and sing this to yourself. Every thing.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman Radio Show. Listen, y'all, we've been talking about money, money, money today, about your story, Erica, the transformer. You got to do the noise. You got to do the noise. about the importance of money and credit and sharing your story of how you were able to retire from one industry and build a brand new income and really use your life to change and transform the lives of other people, which is really the heartbeat of everything I do. I'm all about using my life to transform and change the lives of other people, which is amazing. You mentioned you were introduced to the business that you're in, which we're going to give people an opportunity to learn more about that. And some of you, y'all are like, well, what are they talking about? What are they talking about? Listen, look here now. Look, take out your phone and text this, my best life. Absolutely, I'm biting off a little Duval because I ain't going back and forth with y'all. I'm just trying to live my best life. Smile, church. Text my best life is one word, MYBESTLIFE to 59769. Text my best life to 59769 and you can find out more about what we're talking about. But you mentioned you were introduced to this business. I already gave an introduction, but I want you to introduce all of our listeners right here on the Bishop Foreman Radio Show to the man that introduced you to this, and then we're going to hear his story. And his story is one of those stories that makes me want to throw chairs. So if y'all hear a lot of noise in the background, that's me throwing chairs and stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely, Bishop. Well, it's a very interesting meeting. We were interested. The meeting was crazy. My sisters, I always have to tell this part because this is what makes it better.
Right.
Better and better.
Right, right.
My sister's husband's baby mother found this gentleman on Instagram. Mm. And when we were introduced to him, our lives literally changed. Actually, the person who introduced me to him doesn't even do the business anymore. And so this young man reached down to me and was just, you know, just as genuine, heartfelt, like, hey, I see you doing some things. I see you know a lot of people. I want to help you. And from day one, he's been right there by my side, coaching me, mentoring me, not only in the business, but in my life, has really helped change the trajectory of my whole family tree. And I just really appreciate him for that and what he's gone through and, you know, what he's done in his life to be able to help so many people, not only myself become a six-figure earner, but just released a couple of more, about 40 six-figure earners in his organization that he's all coaching up to duplicate his success. And for that, I'm so grateful. And he came all the way from California here just to be with us because that's how much of a servant leader he is. And, I mean, he's just became a new dad, just got a new wife, and he's spending time away from them just to come and serve us. And so it's an honor for me to introduce him. He's my brother, he's my mentor, and none other than that, he's like a best friend to me. Senior regional vice president, soon to be pinnacle,
all right.
Mr. Alfred Bling Nixon.
Come on, Bling. Wow,
man, I'm Bishop, thank you for having us, man. We delighted to be here. I mean, just hearing Erica's story, I mean, it gives me chills to see where she come from and how many people she's been able to empower. So we're delighted to be here, Bishop.
That's awesome. Listen, so glad you're here. I want to jump right in because, again, we're talking today money, credit, finance, but really how God uses your gutter in order to get glory out of your life. And when you shared your story, as I mentioned, again, y'all, the sound effects are about to start, but they're going to be real because chairs will be thrown around the room. When you told me your story, I literally, my jaw dropped because as a minority man, I love to see everybody win, but I especially like to see those who the system has been intrinsically set up, let's just face it, so that the deck is stacked against us.
Correct.
And to me, it's important to see all people win, but I especially like to see men win. And so your story is amazing, and it's still being written. That's the most awesome part, but it's amazing so far. 3 years ago, let's start there.
3 years ago, Bishop, man, I was in a tough situation in my life. We grew up on welfare. I was the oldest of six kids, and you know, me being that leader, I wanted to do something different. Nobody in my household had never went to college. I wanted to break that cycle and wanted to do something different. But in the meanwhile, I had a regular job. I was working for the City of Miami Sanitation Department. And when I got my first vehicle, I seen it. I got beat over the head with the interest rate, right? And I wanted to start working on my credit. One of my good friends said, Alfred, I think you should take a look at this. I heard you complaining about your credit. I seen value in a company that I think can really help you go to the next level. So I ended up taking a look at it, Bishop. And I didn't know that night would change my life forever. I got started with this platform at 23. Within being my first 42 days into the platform, my score increased 95 points.
Wow.
So I said, I got to go share this information with other people. This change in my life, where I grew up at in my neighborhood, we never knew about credit, never knew about financial literacy, none of this stuff. They didn't teach us in high school, none of this stuff. So I had to go out there and say, you know what? I'm going to make this my duty to get this in front of as many people as I possibly can. And that's what we did. Within 4 months, we hit the vice president level of our company, which started generating me in 1 month what I used to make in an entire year.
Wait a minute. In one month. What you used to make in a year.
In a year.
That's amazing. No college degree. You weren't in engineering.
None of that.
You weren't slanging that stuff.
None of that.
You didn't have two dope dealer phones.
Nah.
No, I'm saying that because people, let's just deal with the reality, because everybody thinking, yeah, that's nice what he did, but what else he do? Mm-hmm. Amazing. In 1 month.
Yeah, you know, within 4 months, my whole life changed, Bishop. And we just started, some of my friends and started to see the lifestyle change, and we started to get them involved and put them on the trajectory to change their life. And less than 7 months, we became six-figure earners. And as Erica mentioned, over these last 3 years, we've been able to help over 40 people become six-figure earners through this platform, and thousands of people restore their credit.
Amazing. I think that's so amazing to hear your story and to see all of what's happened in just 3 years. And I think what's amazing about it is that you're millennial, and so you understand and can relate, because you know we live in a generation now, and I say generation, just people now, where you know you have a lot of wantrepreneurs and not necessarily entrepreneurs, and you were able to utilize this and improve your life, and then all you're doing is helping other people improve their life. I mean, it's just that simple.
Service to many leads to greatness, Bishop, and that's what I always live by. And I felt if I help enough people pay their bills, mine would disappear. If I share enough value with people to change their life, things would manifest for me. And when I seen this platform on how they was changing people's lives, I mean, people getting their first time home buyer, getting into a car, being able to leverage themselves for a business loan, never had that stuff. Wills, trust, power of attorney. I seen so much value in what we offer, and just by me serving people, by 25, I became a millionaire.
Wait a minute. Hold on now.
That's some transformation sensation.
Come on, you got to do the noise. Right. by 25, a millionaire.
Yes.
You're doing this. And let me tell you why that's so powerful. Is because you're a man of God.
Mm-hmm.
You serve your man of God. You sow into your man of God. I think this is important because not only do you have the success, but what I loved even the more about your story was your honor for your leader when you spoke of him, your honor for your church when you spoke of him. Those things mean a lot to me, you know, because the truth of the matter is that you got a lot of people who talk the talk, and there's far fewer that walk the walk. Amazing. What would you say to somebody listening now that says, you know what, that's nice, but God can't do that for me. My life, it is what it is. I messed up. I'm a single mom. I'm a single dad. My credit is tore up from the floor. When they print my credit report, they got a staple pages on. What would you say to people right now about who say, that's nice, but that could never be me?
Man, that was me when I was 20 years old. I used to see all these successful people, and I felt like, man, being in the environment that I grew up in, gang violence. I mean, I grew up in Liberty City in Miami. If you ever seen First 48, that's the neighborhood they in when they come to Miami. So it's easy for you to just fall influenced to the surroundings. But I knew that I had to do something different. I knew I had to step out of my comfort zone to get to that next level. I didn't know what I was going to do that, but I had the mindset to say, you know what? I got to break this chain. I got to do better. So if you out there listening and you like, man, things just not happening for, I don't see how to get to that next level. You just got to step out of your comfort zone. You got to figure something out, because if he could do it for me, he could do it for you. And, you know, God has been blessing me. So, I mean, for my, you know, business opportunity to be able to sow multiple six figures a year into my ministry, and 3 years ago was picking up trash on the beach. Anything is possible.
If God can do it for you, the same God that's done it for you, he can do it for those that are listening right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Here's what you got to do to find out more information about what we're talking about. One, you may need to get your credit together. If your credit ain't together, that's nothing to be ashamed about. Isn't it like 70 million Americans, something like that, their credit is bad? Mm-hmm. So don't be ashamed of that. We all make mistakes. We all have issues. Some of the stuff on your credit is wrong. Some of that stuff is absolutely correct. You knew that you didn't pay them people. But guess what? God, watch this. The Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 15, talks about at the end of every 7 years there'd be a release of debt. So at the end of 7 years, credit reports, they refresh. That's all biblical. The point of me mentioning that is that today, if you need to get your credit together, you want to do that, you want to find out how you can do that, all you got to do is text My Best Life, MYBESTLIFE. And when you text it, I want you to have a little attitude in your neck. Like, I ain't going back and forth with y'all. I'm living my best life. But the business opportunity. Listen, I go to a certain restaurant. In fact, we were at that restaurant a little earlier. I go to that restaurant like most people go to McDonald's. I'm there all the time. The management knows me. Ownership knows me because every time there's a problem, they know, give Bishop Foreman what he wants because Bishop, don't mess with him. Give him what he wants. And you know what? They never given me a check. Mm-hmm. All them people I done brought in there, all the food, all the referrals, they've never paid me. And so there's a great opportunity. All you got to do is just share information with people and you can get more information on that. Guess how you're going to get that? The same way. Text My Best Life to 59769. Guys, we're out of time. Can you believe that? We're already out of time for the show. What would you leave our listeners with today that have been listening from your story, talking about money, finance, went from gutter into glory? Your stories are still being written. Your best chapters are still ahead of you. What would you say to people right now? What do they need to do? Because they're fired up, they're excited, they're encouraged, but now we need to take some action. What would you tell them to do?
I would tell people that your failures are attached to your fortune.
Wow.
And in any event that you fall down, it's about how you get up. And I feel like this avenue was my get up. And I would tell anybody, find what that get up avenue is going to be for you. Right. Because when you get knocked down in the ring, you ain't got but 10 seconds to get up. Well, really 9, because of the 10th second, you out.
Right, yeah. You're done.
You know, so at the end of the day, we all got families. Everybody's got a family that they want to leave a legacy for. I say start today, get started, whatever it is that you do. It doesn't have to be this necessarily, but take action, take charge of your life, take charge of transforming your family like Alfred did, like myself. You got to take charge. It's just all about my slogan. I always tell people, you got to get off the couch. Nothing's going to happen sitting down.
Right. Yeah.
You got to get up and put one foot forward and make that first foot be your best foot and let God lead your steps and everything. The rest will be history. And any of you all can be like me or Mr. Nixon, anybody. Right. You just got to want it. You got to want it for yourself. Find you a mentor. Find you somebody who is going to pour into you. You know, find you somebody who wants you to win just as much as you want to win and pair that energy with them and get started.
There it is.
Absolutely, Bishop. I mean, I would tell people to take action. I mean, 3 years ago, be resourceful as well. I didn't even have the money 3 years ago to get started in this platform, but I had the desire and I became resourceful. So be resourceful, take action. Like Erica say, find you a mentor. That was one of my secrets to success. I just found somebody who had the lifestyle that I desired and they was able to teach me how they got to that level. I followed their leadership and I worked my behind off. You ain't going to get in something for nothing. You got to work your behind off to get out of your comfort zone, find you a mentor, and take action.
There it is. Got to take. And here's the action. Text My Best Life to 59769. Get the information. You can look at it for yourself and determine if it's a fit for you. Here's what I've discovered. Life is like a puzzle, so everything isn't necessarily a fit, and every available piece isn't the right piece. And so I think that if you're listening to me today, I want you empowered. I want to see you win. For years, you've had haters. You've had people against you, people trying to knock you down. Listen, I want to see you win. And so because we want to see you win, that's why we brought our guests. Thank you all so much for sharing with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Listen, it has been our absolute pleasure. It's the first time, not the last time, that you're going to be on. You've been listening to the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show. Now, listen, some of y'all, look, you ain't took your phone out. Mm-hmm. And then in a year, you're going to be talking about, I wish I would have done that. I'm going to need you to take your phone out and text the word, My Best Life, all one word, to 59769. You get the information. Take a look at it. If it's for you, I believe it's going to be a great blessing to you. Worst case scenario, share it with somebody whose credit is toe up from the flow up. Mm-hmm. Share it with somebody that you know that's ambitious, that wants to do something with their life. I started my first business when I was 12. By the time I was 21, I built a multi-million-dollar real estate finance business. And you want to know the sad part? My mother was supportive. My family was supportive. But here's the truth. A lot of what I had to do was be a pioneer. And when you're a pioneer, there's more pressure on you.
Yeah.
And guess what? You don't have to go through that same pressure. You can follow a simple system that's worked and you can see God get results in your life. Listen! We're out of time. Listen, Linda. We're out of time. We got to go. I ain't got nothing but love for y'all. Let's keep it real so we can be healed right here on the Bishop Kevin Foreman radio show. Until next week, we'll see you. Text My Best Life. Do it now to 59769.